actually one of us used to always be with Sri Aurobindo, right, for 2 hours. My shift was 12 to 2. So it must have been around 1 o'clock, at around 1 o'clock, Srila Prabhupada phoned me. And then Prabhupada told me that the time has come for him to leave this planet. Therefore we should make arrangements to take him to Vrindavan immediately. He wanted to leave his body. I was completely shocked. I immediately ran downstairs, woke up the Mahārāja and told him what Prabhupada said. So, in great anxiety, Mahārāja also came running upstairs. He asked Prabhupada, and Prabhupada told him the same thing, that his time has come for him to leave his body, and he wants to leave his body. So that night only we packed, and in the morning we left. Prabhupada stopped in Delhi that night, and the next morning Prabhupada went to Vrindavan. When Prabhupada arrived in Vrindavan, it was devotee was ecstatic. Because all of a sudden Prabhupada was moved to Vrindavan. Devotees couldn't expect that. But now Prabhupada came. So devotees were so happy, they were just chanting and dancing about it with the people. Then, after the darshan of the deities in the temple, Prabhupada introduced them. And devotees also came following Sri Prabhupada. And there, Prabhupada actually declared, Prabhupada announced what happened to the Lord. The devotee's excess immediately turned into agony. And then the devotee started. And seeing that Srila Prabhupada, one must give up his own body and take to the Deyanta. But then Prabhupada said, Dhīra-stastra-nāvīyate. Those who are situated in knowledge, they do not become bewildered by this happening of changing. Because they know it's simply a matter of soul's transmigration from one to the other. Then after all the devotees left, Prabhupada, he doesn't have any appetite. So he asked me not to cook for him. He said, what's the point in eating when there is and Prabhupada told me not to cook for him and not to force him to eat. I felt that probably this is how Prabhupada will give his body up. He'll stop eating like Parikshita, when he got to know that he will leave his body in 7 days, he sat down. So stopped eating. And I also felt that this was a problem that it was. And so I went and told Kamakrishna Maharaj. Kamakrishna Maharaj told me, you also felt that you had to do when Prabhupada decided like that. And then, in this way, Prabhupada didn't eat anything. But in the meantime, many devotees came from different parts of the world. And they are feeling what? We can't let Prabhupada go. A small thing representing these leading devotees of this time went to Prabhupada and conveyed that message. Prabhupada, we are so young in our spiritual life. We are like children. And if you leave us now, what will happen? We become orphans. And then they say, Prabhupada, you are a pure devotee of Krishna. But if you desire, Krishna will automatically come to your desire. Please stay. And Prabhupada didn't mean to stay. And Prabhupada wanted something to drink. I already have some grape juice. Although I still always make some fruit juice, just in case Prabhupada wanted some. Prabhupada told me not to force, but if Prabhupada must have wanted something, have something to drink. So Prabhupada wanted. Some days of fasting, Prabhupada just accepted. And then Prabhupada told us one day, and then I started to cook again for Shri Prabhupada. So started to eat also. So one day, Prabhupada asked me to go to Gopinath Bazaar in Vrindavan and look for one Bonamali Kaviraj. So that person came and started to treat Sri Prabhupada. And his treatment was working, but at that time Prabhupada wanted to leave for the West. Prabhupada's plan was to go to London first, then New York, then Gita Nagari, then Los Angeles, and then and, but unfortunately when Prabhupada went to London, his health condition deteriorated so much that he had to come back to India. He first came to Bombay and went to India. Srila Prabhupada.